That big old Facebook tit. Gotta wean yourself off it? I'm sure you've got at least one Facebook friend who periodically hits your page with something like this. I guarantee not even one of my Facebook friends will copy this status. If you would be there for me, set this as your status and see. Prove me wrong. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm not picking on anybody in particular because I get at least three of these every month. All three of my meme senders friended me on Facebook. At least one is a casual acquaintance I knew more than 30 years ago. I mean, if she called me from Utah at 2 in the morning and told me she'd been pulled over for a busted taillight and could I wire her $5,000 for bail money, well, heck, would I be there for her? I don't suppose I would. Should I post that in my status? If you want me to stand by you, you could have at least phoned once in a while. As Dori Schaffer writes, it's when the narcissism merges with the oversharing and the need for validation and approval that I start seriously considering taking myself off Facebook. Except I'm not taking myself off Facebook, but I will continue to keep Facebook minimized to what it actually is, a tool to disperse information and communicate with friends made or at least cultivated by real-time contact. As for this friend who loves to send me these memes, I would love to deepen our acquaintance, but asking me for a loyalty oath isn't the best way to start off. So, would I like some Facebook tit? No, thank you. I'm a grown-up. I use tools responsibly. I know the difference between the real world of face-to-face contact, genuine personal commitment to each other, respect, self-control, and investment in my neighbor, versus the emotionally masturbatory world of the Facebook tit, where short sentences, thumbnail photos, network webs, and loud claims of moral superiority to outsiders, undying loyalty to each other, and everlasting friendship create an illusion for those who really just want some Facebook tit to suck a while and feel secure. Again, I'm not saying Facebook is evil. I use it and get a lot out of it. I keep track of people, I get the word out on new abuse cases in fundamentalism, it gives me a portable soapbox, I catch up on news, I can make arrangements with friends for more meaningful and personal points of contact, like a phone call, or coffee together, or dinner. I advertise my coffee shop, I advertise my books, it is a great megaphone, it's a great educational tool, it's speedy communication, for sure. But I know, just from watching, the dangers that the big brains are now describing for us. And the first danger is the danger of addiction. Some people respond with no inner checks to the lures of being instantly validated by others. A sense of popularity and community denied to them in real life, or at least a shakier thing in real life, requiring constant care, tending, and worry, is quick and easy on sites like Facebook. As Michael Fenichel, PhD, writes, the addictive draw of Facebook to some people is that its positive reinforcement is so quick and easy through immediacy, acclimation, intimacy, shared experience, shared creativity, and the ability to be the complete and total captain of the ship of one's Facebook homepage. Next, the danger of inaction. Another morass of confusion, illusion, deception, and self-deception on social network sites is the appearance of doing good when, in fact, no good or very little is being done. Remember the meme against child abuse? If you want child abuse to be stopped, post this as your status. That was the first time I gave voice to my contempt for how gullible my peers could be. I posted this explanation. Sorry, guys, it doesn't work that way. You cannot stop child abuse by posting a meme in your status. Yes, you actually have to pick up the phone and call the police. You have to be willing to testify to what you've seen and heard. You have to confront your preacher, or maybe the preachers down the road, or even the next state over, about why the guy who was accused of molesting a child is still sitting in that pew. People sign up on Facebook to support causes all the time, and it ends there. Jennifer Aker and Andy Smith, authors of The Dragonfly Effect, write, there's another dark side to social technology, the appearance of activism where in fact there is inaction. Using social media to make someone aware of a cause is half the battle. Getting him or her to take real action, though, is the ultimate goal. Membership in an online group does not equal true commitment. It might even make people less likely to take action because they feel that their online group membership lets them off the hook. In one study, researchers showed that when people talk about their intentions, they can be less likely to act on them because the talking gives them a premature sense of completeness. And then, the danger of abusing others. After the clown circus this past spring, when I was accused of being a spy for Bob Jones University, and my efforts to document abuse cases from Hiles Anderson grads was used as an indictment against me, and hate speak about me was encouraged and all the rest, the Facebook group where this nonsense started had a shakeup. It appears that some of the previous sycophants who got over their infatuated devotion to their previous leader were now hating her as much as they used to hate me and others. And other people were simply trying to shake off the effects and make a new start. Whatever happened, a fresh batch of survivor groups was started. But there has not yet been indication of any real growth or movement away from groupthink and hate speak in these splinter survivor groups. Nobody that I have seen is laying out any type of ethical rules of conduct. There is no sign of taking personal responsibility for their own actions in the previous year's witch hunts. And by the way, I was not the only person who was falsely accused. My guess is that in many of the new groups, there will probably be more power struggles. I hope not. But if there is no real change in outlook, there can be no change in outcomes. Facebook is really only what it says it is, a network. You can use it to find out how to get into college. But then you need to get into college for real. You can use it to learn to improve your life by acquiring skills or taking up a new hobby. But then you actually have to go acquire the skills and learn the hobby. You can use Facebook to set up real endeavors, but then you have to go out into real life and take your risks and seek to grow with people around you. If you think I am too harsh, remember, I get the debris of the bad Facebook groups. I receive the laments of the people who were tossed out of this survivor group or that group because they voiced a disagreement or were simply disliked or distrusted by a person in charge. Indeed, I watched my own reputation almost go down in flames this past year when I was falsely charged with all kinds of wrongdoing, some of it downright ridiculous, none of it backed up by a shred of evidence, and yet groupies did set out to harass me. Rose Prince, writer for the British Telegraph, writes, "The groupthink of social networking can gather a frightening momentum and a showy lack of empathy as participants seek to impress, shock, or outdo each other." So the time to quit is now. Again, I'm not saying that Facebook is bad. I am saying that using it as some sort of emotional crutch or as a substitute for the real-world struggles and the real-world suffering we all have to encounter is bad and dangerous and leads to downfall. We don't get to spend our lives sitting on a safe lap and sucking the Facebook tit. We have to get up, exercise our minds and our muscles, and go out and live as real people in a real world, doing real good and risking real dangers. We have to get along with people quite unlike us. We have to respect them. We have to learn to converse with them if they will converse with us. We have to take responsibility for our actions. We have to develop wisdom, courage, and the ability to stand alone with composure and courage. Facebook won't do any of that for us. All of those skills require life, real life lived fully.